You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
Gerrit Cole is a replaceable.
You can't replace Gerrit Cole.
There's still more to go, so I don't really have anything for you yet.
They said no tear, but I'm sure Gerrit Cole in his mind is like, well, if there's no tear, what does it feel like?
Right. And you don't make that flight across the country for no reason whatsoever.
So you're going to have to manage and massage this until it either gets better and he gets back to Gerrit Cole, or what happens if DeGrom happens where it is a tear and now he does
That's actually the
surgery.
This is DiPietro and Rothenberg on 98.7 ESPN.
All right, DNR with you, 98.7 ESPN. You can join the Michael K. Show for a live Big East broadcast tomorrow, starting at 3 o'clock at the Rutherford, a rooftop restaurant on 33rd Street across from the Garden. There's going to be plenty of ESPN swag given away and a chance to score Big East tournament tickets. See the K. Show live with special Big East guests at the Rutherford on 33rd Street tomorrow, starting 3 o'clock. Brought to you by Sam Adams, Truly Hard Seltzer, Schweppes, and Nissan. Big East tournament in full flight now. So we had a couple games yesterday, Georgetown. Their season is mercifully over. Thank God it was brutal. Lost to Providence. And then Villanova DePaul, a one-point game.
Big late three, yeah.
Yeah. Xavier beat Butler. So you get the quarters today, semis tomorrow, and then the final on Saturday night. Yeah.
I believe Fordham also lost. The Ramley. Done.
Fordham lost in the A-10. I'm forgetting who they... Virginia Commonwealth, actually. Yeah.
Come join the Ramley.
Could you have played that louder?
Wow.
Wow. My head almost exploded in the studio here. Was that loud for anybody but me?
No, me too.
Yeah? Ray, do you recognize the decibel level you played that at?
It wasn't that loud.
So I played it.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. We go back to the system, like yesterday.
The system.
I can't preview volume levels. It just plays. So yes, that was loud and I apologize.
It was insanely loud. Like, you know, they have the decibel level, like an airplane. That was right below the airplane.
Yeah, I feel like there could have been some long-term damage done to my eardrum right there.
It's in God's hands.
Was that loud for you, RJ?
Yeah, it was loud.
It was loud.
See, but once it's in the system,
it's tough to get it out.
Yeah. This system is a problem, you know that?
This is John Winthrop's problem, once he's in the system.
Got a couple emails. You read what's provided? All right, then you tell my man Ray that Mega Red thinks he's the bleeping best. Even if he is a Cowboys fan, an Android fan, he's the absolute man. You guys should treat him better.
I think you should treat him better.
Maybe I should.
I think we treat him really well. There's no question. RJ and him, I mean, they tongue bath each other on a daily basis. You don't have to worry about
Seems
RJ.
Seems inappropriate.
You know you do.
And I think people love Ray. I love Ray.
Everyone loves Ray. You just, I mean, it feels like you pick on him the most.
Well, I try to bring out the best. Steve B. sends an email, says, oh my God, tell that crybaby Rick to stop complaining about making predictions. Stop being a bleep and make them instead of crying on the show about, ooh, I don't like to be wrong. What a joke he is.
I don't like making predictions. What are you going to tell you? I don't like being wrong.
I think we make it more enticing.
I don't like losing. Sorry. It's my least favorite thing.
I understand
in
that.
Anything.
But I think the expectation is when you make a prediction, there's a good chance you're going to be wrong probably more than you're going to be right.
So why make them?
Because it's fun.
There's no payoff.
RJ, explain to him how this whole thing works.
RJ, do you think the payoff is worth the amount of anxiety and work that goes into the actual prediction?
RJ, do you think anybody has the anxiety he has?
No. You guys are polar opposites. Dave makes these predictions, basically forgets we did them, and then we check back on them maybe in All-Star Week and then back in October when we evaluate. Rick, in the back of his mind, what would you... If I had to guess, I don't know the answer to this. How often would you think about the baseball predictions? But once every 2-3 days?
I'm not even joking to you.
Don't say every day.
No, no. I'm not even joking to you. When Dave just asked me, spur of the moment, because that's what he does, you think Rempe gets suspended. And I hadn't really, like, had not a lot of time to think about it. In my mind, I was like, nah, I don't know. First time offense. Fine. I must have checked Twitter at least 500 times.
To see when the suspension came down?
To see. And then once I realized he got suspended, how upset I was that I was wrong. It ruined my day.
Why were you invested in how long it would be, though?
Okay, first of all...
Because, again...
I didn't care how long it was going
to
be.
You were upset that
I right.
asked you about whether...
I wasn't upset.
You're like, spur of the moment. You put me on the spot kind of thing.
But you literally could have thrown darts at a board blindfolded, and you would have had an equal chance of being right.
But I was wrong, and it bothered me.
Can I tell you something?
I thought he would get fined.
I don't even remember what your original answer even was.
I do. And it still haunts me.
RJ, he has a real problem.
Yeah, but this is his concern with the baseball. Baseball's every day. He will check this regularly.
He'll be checked into a facility by the All-Star
break.
It's
a real grind.
And it's a real grind, and it's for nothing. There's no payoff, like you said.
No, the payoff would be that one of you guys gets $500.
Gets paid.
Yeah. So I think everyone is now invested.
Why don't I just pay them both $500 and we don't do the predictions?
Isn't it crazy he would just throw money to avoid
because that's the thing. He doesn't know what to do with all his money. He has so much money. He's like, I have an extra $1,000. What should I do?
I don't think that's the case.
We can start giving away cash live on the air.
No, it's for my guys.
Right.
They're just going to start throwing around $500 to each person. It's for Ray and RJ.
But the point is to show off your knowledge. A lot goes into getting ready for these seasons.
Yeah.
And we want to put it out there for the people.
I'll leave it up to you.
No,
because you know I'm going to do it.
If you can't handle it, this is too much, if it's going to affect your home life, then maybe we don't do it. He's going to like pick the Braves. He's going to be watching every Braves game. You know, God, I can't believe the Phillies won this game last night. He'll be all upset.
I will be.
The Mets will play the Braves. He'll be rooting for the Braves to win.
No.
Just because that's who we pick.
No.
No.
Never.
Never.
That's never going to happen. Ever.
Okay.
This is what I want. Okay?
What would you like?
At the end of this, whoever wins... Big party. Celebration.
A celebration.
Big celebration.
He says that, RJ. I say, all right, we go out for a big post-show celebration. He's not going
to
want that.
Well, I don't think it has to be a post-show celebration. It could be a during-show celebration.
How are we going to have a during-the-show celebration?
We'll just celebrate. We'll bring cake.
Bagels?
Bagels.
What's cake at 6 o'clock in the morning?
It doesn't have to be at 6, 1 until 10.
Right.
Bagels for breakfast?
I don't want cake in the morning at all.
What if it's a delicious carrot cake?
The carrot cake is nice.
Okay.
A nice moist cake.
Right.
Yeah.
What a nice bunt.
A bunt
cake.
Yeah,
I like carrots.
It's not a bun cake?
Bunt.
DT?
Yep.
Bunt.
Bunt.
It's like the bane of my existence.
But you put your hair in a...
Bun.
Bun.
Yep.
Cake. Bunt.
Bunt.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
What does that mean, bunt?
I don't know.
Do horses eat ore?
I don't know that either. Cassie makes a delicious bunt.
I used to love bread fruit as a kid.
Really?
Delicious.
All right. Here's what I say. I say... We put the money. One of those guys wins the money.
I like
we,
the team
we
aspect.
Team up.
I like
team
the team
up
aspect.
And the loser gets paid by the winner. And the loser also has to bring in a spread.
I don't think we need the money aspect.
No?
The team aspect, fine. The money
I
aspect,
like the team aspect.
Yeah, I don't think we need the money aspect.
How are we picking teams, though?
Flip of the coin, whatever you want.
Ooh. All right, I'm in. I'm in. I'll stop complaining about it. I'm in. As long as we do teams, I'm in.
Team aspect. Yeah. All right. So you would want RJ?
Well, I don't know who I want yet.
Well, can you? Well, yeah. Because
can I have RJ?
Well, I might not
don't
be.
Do that.
What do you mean?
Because Rick, you have to match personalities also.
RJ, I think you and I get along swimmingly.
Right. But here's the thing. See, even it depends which. What is Rick looking for? Is he looking for the intensity?
He's
of
looking
day-to-day?
For everything. But he's looking for support. He's looking for. He's very needy. He needs it all. Yeah.
But maybe Ray is the yin to his yang, where he comes in one day and he's like, "Can you believe that the Giants lost to the Diamondbacks in 14 innings?" And Ray's like, "Listen, not a big deal, man. You know what I mean? Maybe he needs that.
Yeah." Maybe you're right.
Maybe I would send him over
the edge. Then you know what? You can have that. I'll take RJ.
No. Yes. No, we'll figure out how we're doing this.
Lawrence sends an email in. Rick's unhealthy obsession with winning and perfection is exactly how he became a professional athlete. It should be celebrated, not mocked.
Thank you, Lauren.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Lawrence. Yeah.
It's a real problem. It's a real problem.
Apparently so.
I had to turn around the other day because I didn't know if I don't remember closing the garage.
So we have this amazing thing with our garage. You can open it and close it remotely from where there's an app.
From anywhere.
Wherever you are. And you can check to see whether or not it's opened or
that's
closed.
That's very nice. Yeah.
Open right now. Prove it.
I don't have the app on my phone. That's just, I don't know how to
when
do
he
it.
He says we, he meant Sherry.
Right. Everything I say we, Sherry has these abilities and capabilities, and she does it. We can also adjust the temperature in the home from away.
Beautiful.
And by we, you mean?
Sherry.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. Like, we're going to Florida a couple of weeks. We'll turn the heat up in the house. Or not up, but we'll turn the air conditioning off. But that morning we return, lower it down so it's nice and cool when we get back.
So nice.
That's nice.
Very nice.
Yeah. I'll just tell her, be like, Sher, make sure you set it to 68, whatever. But no, I don't actually.
Sher, my tires are low. I still can't get over that one.
Why? They were.
Yeah, I know, but you just take it to the gas station. Make your wife do it.
Take it to the gas station, but we have the pump at home.
Yeah, so do it yourself.
But I have someone that can do it better than I can.
No, you know, not better.
Yeah.
That will do it. You can do it the same, I'm sure.
No.
It's not a very difficult thing to do.
But she's capable more than I am.
Okay. I know there's one thing you can do better, but if I had the opportunity, would you choose her doing it or you doing it?
What are we talking about?
I think you know exactly what I'm talking about. I've seen the Fist of Fury. Probably do it better, but if she said, now let me take care of that, you're going to say no?
Well, I'm like Picasso.
But?
No, I would prefer that she.
Of course.
And same with the tires. Let's go to Dante in East Brunswick. Hey, Dante.
Hey, guys. How's everything?
Good. How you doing?
Good. I think losing Garrett Cole, obviously you don't want to lose a guy like that. It's a huge, you know, a big deal, I would think, like in a playoff series. But during a regular season, you know, a starting pitcher is only pitching, in 3 months, maybe 9 or 10 starts. We saw what happened with Aaron Judge or, you know, when you lose a guy like a position player, it's a way bigger deal. I think, just get him healthy. You know, a lot of Yankee fans are freaking out about it, but just get him healthy, make sure the team stays afloat, which they will, and then come a playoff time, that's when, you know, you need a guy like that. I wouldn't overspend for a guy like Snell just to say, all right, you know, we need a number one pitcher. I think games are decided in the bullpen nowadays anyway, especially a guy like Snell. He's only going 4 or 5 innings a lot of times. You look at his start. So I think we'll be fine. You just got to keep the main guys healthy. The Judge news is more concerning to me than the Cole news.
Yes, I don't agree with that.
But at least you have Soto.
Right.
Right? I mean, you have the – I mean – now, losing Judge would be, I mean, that's...
catastrophic.
Right, but at least you have Soto now to
but you
to
have
be,
another Judge.
Right.
I mean, you don't have another Cole.
No. I mean, you paid someone to be a really solid number two. He just, last season he wasn't. He was hurt, and when he pitched, he wasn't very good, so... there really is so much pressure on him this season.
Mercutio sends a tweet. He says, how about this, guys? 1 point for each of the 12 playoff teams correctly chosen... doesn't matter, division or wild card. 3 points for AL winner, NL winner. 5 points for World Series winner. That's it.
Yeah, we'll have to get, teams first, and then we'll have to...
Teams first, and then we'll have to figure out the scoring system, and away we go. All right.
So, by the way, the first 2 months of the season, Garrett Cole had 12 starts.
He had 33 on the year, right?
33, yeah, but for the first 2 months, 12. 12 starts.
So that's a lot.
Yeah.
And that's if he comes back after 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and the experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people even safer. Call or click Grainger.com or just stop on by and say,
hello!
Yeah. Imagine you walk into the Grainger store and you're like, hello! It'd be hello. Nice.
Immediate discount.
You think so?
They actually should. That'd be funny. They actually should do that in your read. That should be part of the deal.
If you open the door to Grainger and you're like, hello! 10%.
Yeah, instead of code Dave, you just walk in and say, hello! Boom.
What is that? Is that from Mrs. Doubtfire, Ray? Yeah.
That's right. Mm-hmm. When he stuck his face in the pie or mm-hmm. whatever.
Yeah. That's a nice movie. You want me to name some of the people?
I know.
Go right ahead.
Robin Williams.
Yep. All right.
I believe Sally Field.
Yep.
Pierce Brosnan.
James Bond.
Drive-by fruiting.
A fruiting. A Lawrence brother. Maybe Matthew Lawrence was one of the children?
It was one of the younger ones, yeah.
Help is on the way, dear!
Oh, I don't remember who played like the old agent that he had, but I think that guy was the priest in Rudy as well.
Good
the agent.
Yeah, you remember like the guy that knew what he was doing. His friend that I think was also his agent.
I think
you remember that guy, right?
Yep.
Raymond seemed puzzled, perplexed by that.
I think you just caught him off guard with that.
It's nice. I think you could name a movie,
knowledge.
And I could probably give
surprised
you.
You didn't mention the little girl, the child actor. She played
Matilda. She played Matilda,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Mara Wilson, I think.
Yeah, I didn't remember her name. Pick a movie.
I'm sorry for this, RJ. I know this is one of your favorites.
RJ, pick a movie. Let's see if I can name four characters from the movie.
I know you can.
No, come on. No, come on, play.
We don't doubt you.
No, come on.
We you guys don't know, doubt
oh,
gonna, you.
Oh, Aaron Rodgers doesn't believe this, doesn't believe this. Is that what you want to do? No, pick a movie.
Aaron Rodgers and conspiracy theories, sure.
Is this better?
I think so.
I'm not sure.
Dave's loves his cigars, huh? Brian Daboll?
Yeah, loves them. You know what? Forget it. We'll just get to the.
How about Ricky Stenicki? Give me three.
I don't. That's just coming out now. I don't know anything about Ricky Stenicki.
Awful.
It seems
you've
awful.
Watched Ricky's.
I watched.
I mean,
last night.
You needed to go further than night. The name Ricky Stenicki to I've, know it wasn't going to be good.
I've only like seen like bits and pieces. It seems awful.
Awful.
What is the premise of Ricky Stenicki?
Ricky Stenicki. So Zac Efron's in it. John Cena's in it.
Uh-huh.
And the. So it's three buddies that get themselves in trouble on Halloween. By doing the old light the poop on fire on the porch, goes wrong, which the same thing happened to me. We tried it. Didn't work. And
you lived Ricky Stenicki.
We were Ricky Stenicki. And they came up with the brilliant idea that they were going to put Ricky Stenicki in the jacket that was left there to throw off the scent to the cops. It wasn't them. It was Ricky Stenicki. It worked. So now Ricky Stenicki became the guy they blamed everything on. And then I'm not going to give the movie away, but it's not great.
It sounds like it could be the worst
John
premise.
Cena becomes Ricky Stenicki and plays Ricky Stenicki. It's not great at all.
I mean, what are we?
I'd avoid it.
What are we doing?
I thought it would be all right. I thought it would be funny. There was nothing else to watch.
You thought it was going to be funny?
Yeah, maybe.
Well, John Cena doing the naked Oscars thing probably got it some attention, I'm sure. But, yeah.
I thought it'd be all right.
Yeah, you guys.
Zac Efron's usually pretty good.
I like Zac Efron.
Yeah, right. He looks weird though. His face. I don't know if he got some work done.
I think he's got some work.
Some work done.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. All right, let's get to the calls because you don't know. RJ, one more chance. You want to throw out a movie for me?
I don't.
The Natural.
Oh no.
Robert Redford.
Wow, we're almost there. We're almost out.
Wilford Brimley.
Why you do this?
All right, forget it.
Why you do this?
No, you already named two.
He wants to be great because he wants it. He's wearing his Derek Jeter clothing apparel today.
Barbara Hershey? You don't know?
Maybe.
I think she's the love interest, isn't she?
The blonde one?
No.
No, the one, no.
Barbara Hershey's not
is
in
Is that
it?
Barbara Hershey, the one he
It is, she's in it.
It is, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
That's three. I don't know that I can go.
You know all this, you know how to fill up a freaking tire.
Right.
It's
Be
amazing.
Great. Be great.
Come on. Who's the blonde?
Yeah.
Is it, what's her
famous.
Name?
Famous. That super famous.
That it
that has God. His baby.
Bosom, bosom, bosom.
It's the one that...
No, that's Aroldis Chapman.
Oh, God.
That was weird.
That was weird, huh?
That is weird.
That was funny.
Come on.
Super famous.
Super famous.
Yeah, not far away.
Oh,
Glenn
nice.
Close.
Yes.
That's right.
Well done by you.
Nice
well
clue.
Done. There you go. There you go. Who else is in it? Any other
oh,
big...
another one. Another famous actress. She was the one that was... She was with one of the players on the team. She's also
in the movie.
Yeah, friendly with the owner. Blonde.
I don't remember.
Blonde.
I don't remember.
Kim Basinger.
Right. I think I equated myself pretty
Love
well
that
there.
Movie.
It's a great movie.
Oh.
All right, let's go to the call so we don't get yelled at by anybody here. Let's go to Fran in Massapequa. Hi, Fran. You're on 98.7.
Love you guys. Love you guys. You guys do a great job. The show's great. I love everybody equally. How about that? Maybe Dave a little bit more
yeah,
than everybody.
I listen.
No, we know you love Dave, Fran.
You didn't even need to
worry about
that.
We know. You know what? You know, Fran?
But Dave, go ahead.
Ditto.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But you do got to turn it back a little. Because Rick's right. Rick plays right into you. So just, you got to be a little smarter sometimes. He loves playing into your your aggression. But anyway.
Right into it.
Like I said, being on hold, I forget everything, you know what I mean, what you want to call for, because it's so good listening to the show. So I wanted to talk about the Yankees injury, and I want to start with saying I'm not a guy who roots for anybody to get hurt. I think it's the worst thing in the world. But he did get hurt. It's not my fault. So now they're going to see what DeGrom life is like, the Yankee fans, when you're on the edge and you have no idea. The season, if this guy is even gone for a month or two, the season's over. That's me.
No way. No way.
I understand
that.
You
don't think the Yankees have enough to tread water for a month or two?
No, absolutely not. You lose on a bulldog. Look at the Mets last year. As soon as we got the news Diaz was done, it was over. I mean, in my eyes, maybe you thought we could make the playoffs, Dave. I didn't.
You thought when Diaz went down for the season that the season was over? You had Scherzer, you had Verlander. You thought the season was done?
As a Mets fan? 100%. And listen, this is only by experience, Dave. That's why most of my calls are based on experience and things that I've heard, you know, like that I think are pretty true. But the bottom line is this. This guy's a bull. He got a lot of bad press in the beginning. He's a bull. He's one of the best, if not the best pitcher in baseball. It's over if he's gone for 2 months. Real quick, I want to just say something. I love the show, but you got a guy in the afternoon there, Peter Rosenberg,
yeah,
who I called up and agreed with. He said it. There's something going on with injuries. Now, you could say it's part of the game, Rick. You're a professional athlete, and I love you. But I'm sorry. New York, the last couple of years, whatever you want to say, has been cursed with injuries. I don't care what anybody says. I don't know what's going on, but it's unbelievable. If you rack up some of the and write it down, the injuries that have happened to some of the players, going back to Saquon and just come up the list to Judge, I can go up and down the ladder. It's unbelievable. The Knicks. It's scary. What's going on? Love the show. You guys do an incredible job. Don't change a thing. And it's just, you do a really good job. And I'm glad I switched over. I'm one of the happiest guys in the world. Now you guys are fair and honest. And it's just, it's so good that I switched over and got away from those creeps down the other part of the dial. And I think all those years that they might have had better ratings, there's definitely a scam going on at the ratings center.
You know what the issue is? And thanks for the call. The issue with him is, he's the worst at goodbyes. He might be the worst person that walks the earth with the goodbye.
Well, sometimes the goodbye is hard.
I mean, instead of like, love the show, guys, goodbye.
I picked up like five places that sentence could have ended.
To say
like,
goodbye.
He kept going.
He's like, I love the show.
He
and
loves
then he
it.
Said something else, and he's like, love the show.
I love it.
Great show. Don't change the show. We got
it. And listen, all valid points on their own. Just what happened.
Wants to hammer it home.
Yeah.
He's not wrong, though. I mean, we've been besieged with the injuries, big-time injuries here. But there's a lot of...
The nature of the business.
It's the nature of professional sports.
I mean, New York is more hit with injuries than other cities? Come on. We have more teams than other cities.
I get it. I don't think so. But, I mean, we're talking about, like, devastating, season-altering injuries. Aaron Rodgers played four plays.
I understand. I mean, how many quarterbacks went out for the year? Daniel Jones went out for the year.
Right, I'm sure they're saying the same thing with Joe Burrow.
Anthony Richardson went out for the year. Right. Joe Burrow went out for the year.
Four plays?
It is very unfortunate.
Four plays?
It's very
unfortunate. Runs out with the American flag, everyone's fired
up. Very unfortunate.
Achilles gone.
Lucky Lou. Oh my God, enough with your stupid movies, no one cares. I disagree. I bet you there are people listening that when we throw out a movie and we name actors from the movie, they're titillated by that.
Yeah, I don't think RJ's one of those people.
Obviously not. No.
I don't think he's one of those people.
All right, let's break. We'll come back. We'll hear from Albert Breer on what's going on with the Giants, and maybe they're trying to move up. And then we have observations and DHF and so much good stuff. It's DNR 98.7 ESPN.
Friends, go see Dr. Jay Shaw. He's a double board certified pain specialist. Don't let your neck, back, joint, or nerve pain slow you down from doing all the things that you love. It's time to reclaim your active lifestyle. Call our friend Dr. Jay Shaw today at Samwell Pain. Dr. Jay Shaw treats joint, neck, back, sciatic, and nerve pain. Dr. Shaw is also a migraine and headache specialist. Procedures involve no cuts, scars, incisions, or downtime. Call Dr. Jay Shaw to take a non-surgical approach with precise image-guided procedures without pain medications. Enjoy life pain-free. Same-day and next-day appointments are available. Go to SamwellPain.com. Put an end to your pain and suffering today. Why wait any longer? Make your appointment with Dr. Jay Shaw today. Go to SamwellPain.com now. Regain your active lifestyle and enjoy all your favorite activities pain-free. Samwell Pain now has three convenient locations in Woodbridge, Livingston, and a brand new office in Englewood to serve Bergen County. Visit SamwellPain.com. You'll wish you met Dr. Shaw sooner. Most major insurance are accepted.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
Weezer coming to the Garden. Do I really need to, RJ, say Madison Square Garden? Can I just say the Garden, right?
You can.
It's the Garden. On Wednesday, September the 11th, for their Voyage to the Blue Planet Tour, ESPN New York has your chance to score tickets at ESPNNewYork.com or on the ESPN New York app. Just scroll down to contest and submit your entry. Brought to you by Live Nation. Tickets go on sale this Friday. That's tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock at Ticketmaster.com. By the way, RJ, tweets flooding in. Love the movie game. And then they start to give me some movies. Name four actors, actresses from The Princess Bride. I love this movie trivia. Name four from Liar Liar. I won't do it because I don't want to upset you. But there's a lot that are rolling in on my behalf.
All right.
And well, Liar Liar?
If you want to sprinkle them in.
Nope. No. I don't want to do it.
Because you can't do it.
Oh, I see what's happening now.
So this is the tack that you're going to take?
That's fine. If you can't do it, I understand.
No. How dare you? Honestly, how dare you say anything like that?
It's okay.
Which one do you want?
What was the other one?
Liar, Liar, and hang on. Princess Bride. Hmm. I get Jaws. I get everything lining up here now.
How about Princess Bride? Go.
Well, Carrie, I think it's pronounced Elwes.
I think you're right. Well, you had it right the first time.
Elwes.
Yeah.
One. Robin Wright Penn. Mandy Patinkin. Andre the Giant. Wallace Shawn.
Wow.
What's that, five?
Christopher. Christopher Guest. Billy Crystal.
That's a big one.
Lies and Carol, and you don't have the decency to say why you won't help.
Carol King.
I think you named the whole cast.
That's one of my... Fred Savage.
It's a noble cause. Give me the 65.
And then, what's the grandfather's? Peter Falk.
All right, you've displayed your abilities.
Boo! Boo!
You want a little liar, liar? And then we'll move on.
Maybe we'll save it.
You want to save Liar Liar?
Yeah, just sprinkle it in as the show goes.
Like a Jim Carrey. Like sprinkle in like a Jennifer Tilly.
You know.
Sprinkle in like a Maura Tierney. Will Ferrell.
Never mind.
Seems like it's already happened.
Carrie Elwes, I believe, is in that as well.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
You good?
I think so.
You sure?
Yep.
Okay. Let's go to Michael in Jersey. Been on hold for a long time. Good morning, Michael.
Hey, good morning, Dave, Rick, the company. How's everybody doing?
Good. How are you? Are you coming out May 2nd to the big event at Publicans? I imagine you are, right?
May 2nd is my birthday, y'all.
I'll tell you what. You go out May 2nd to Publicans. You hang out with us. I'll buy you a drink.
I'm in.
It's your birthday.
I'm there.
Okay, good. I'll see you then. What do you got?
So I wanted to defend you yesterday on the stump. The gentleman actually told you were wrong when you said Jason's mom. But Pamela, we don't learn that name until the fourth movie. Come on now.
Is that right?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't realize that. So I guess
I had to come to your defense there.
Okay. All right. There you go. We'll take it. Well, thank you for that.
No doubt. That's what I'm here for.
You got anything else or that's it?
Yeah, well, I was also going to say at this point, and I'm not comparing these guys as athletes, but I do not believe Aaron Rodgers will surpass the four playoff wins Mark Sanchez got us. So we mortgage the future, and we're probably not going to do better than Mark Sanchez did. That's where I'm at.
I tend to agree with you. I mean, to think that you're going to go to back-to-back AFC championship games would be very difficult to believe. Very difficult to believe. Let's go to Mike in Maywood. Hi, Mike. You're on 98.7.
Hey, Dave. How are you?
Good. What's up, man? Today? I appreciate you.
Hey, I got a movie for you. Executive Decision.
Executive Decision starring Kurt Russell. Halle Berry is the flight attendant. Steven Seagal. I believe John Leguizamo was in that. Oliver Platt. David Suchet, who played Perot, was the evil villain. Marla Maples was also a flight attendant, if I recall correctly, in that. I think that's
you're right.
Great job. That's all I have for you.
Great job. And talk about devastating injuries. What about that Jason Sehorn one? Preseason returning to kickoff.
That was brutal. When it was returning to kickoff was nothing short of brutal. That was awful. Let's go Shooter Stanford. Shooter, there's been a lot of people down on you. I've defended you. I thought yesterday you were good. Bring it today.
I'm going to go find one. I get better.
Oh, no. This phone line is a disaster.
Good morning, boys. Good morning, company.
All right, what do you got, Shooter?
Wait. You just called me Scooter. None of that. Shooter,
I called
baby.
You Scooter. I called you Shooter.
You're off to a great start.
Okay. All right. First of all, you forgot Robert Duvall and Michael Madsen from The Natural. And if you want to challenge yourself more with the movies, you got to go with 6 Degrees of Kevin Bacon. This is too easy for you.
I used to play that game.
That's a little bit of a march.
I used to love that game, yeah. So,
that's what you should play. Like, name someone. John Leguizamo.
We got him.
He played 6 Degrees of Bacon the other day while he was eating during the show.
It was delicious bacon.
Yeah, it was delicious.
You bought it for me.
It smelled good.
How can you buy me bacon and expect I'm not going to eat it?
I know.
All right. Shooter, come on. Get to your point.
Sorry. Also, any details on the pickleball game, like what time it's at and what bar we're going to after?
No, nothing. We got nothing. When we find out, we will absolutely let you know. But we got nothing, and we were told at the moment we are not allowed to disclose anything. But when we can, we will, and I expect you to be there. You're going to be both. You're going to be May 2nd and May 5th, aren't you?
I'm working on it, baby. I'm working on it. Definitely Stanford because it's 5 minutes from my house. But, yes, the Mets game was amazing last year. I'm definitely going to try to make it.
I'll tell you what, if you don't make the Mets event on May 2nd and the the show at Public Inn starting at 6 o'clock in the morning, I would be very disappointed in you.
Hoorah! I'll do my best, Dave. I'll do my best. By the way, you should probably set up a pickleball.
For the love of all things holy, please get to your point. Please.
Okay. On to the Knicks. As a Knicks fan, right, I feel like this team is coming together. We're getting healthier. Julius Randle comes back. It's crazy how I wish he comes back. I need myself some Julius Randle. And I do believe this team can go on a run, like kind of like those old Detroit Pistons teams. And I was a kid when the Knicks were making their runs with Ewing. But did we really have a chance with Ewing as our superstar and that team against, like, Jordan and those other teams? Did we really have a chance?
Yeah, I mean, did anybody really have a chance against Jordan and those teams? The Knicks had as good a chance as anybody else. Yeah. They took them to a Game 7, right? They beat them when Jordan retired. They went to Game 7 of the NBA Finals. Yeah. Did they have a chance? Did anybody beat Jordan?
No. In the Finals, no.
So I guess you'd say nobody really had a chance against Jordan. The Knicks had as good a chance as anybody else did.
That's right. Yeah, I think this team, when they're fully healthy, they have a chance. I mean, listen, if it's the Celtics, right now you would still say the Celtics. But again, I mean, it's just they have to get healthy first. Getting OG back was a big first step. They played a great game against Philly. Now they got outside of the game probably tonight, this is a pretty tough West Coast road trip. And we'll see when Julius is back. But I mean, from everything we've heard, it's all progressing in the right direction with him.
Yeah, which is huge for them. Huge for them.
Huge.
Because if he comes back and he's close to what he's capable of being, I mean you love their chances.
Well, you saw what it looked like. I mean, they're 14-2 in January. I mean, you saw what it looked like. And on top of that, for whatever reason, and he's a really good player, but for whatever reason, he just fits perfectly on this team and gives them exactly what they need. Having OG back is a big deal. So here's the this is unbelievable. All right, here's the OG numbers since he became a Knick. Okay, this is with OG on the floor. The Knicks average, so it was always defensively, right? First, we thought defensively. On the floor with OG, they average 124.8 points per 100 possessions. With him off the floor, 115. On the floor, they allow 99 points per 100 possessions. Off the floor, almost 115.
Wow.
It's a huge.
There's a difference maker.
Difference. And on top of that, when Josh Hart and OG are on the floor together, it's 241 minutes. It's over 14 games. They on average held opponents to 85 points per 100 possessions.
It's unbelievable.
It's a good defensive team, man.
And they have some great. I mean, Mitchell Robinson is not even here now. Ananobi.
You see, Hartenstein's starting to come around a little bit too.
God, I know his health is very important.
It is
very important. Rodney, North Carolina. Hey, Rodney, how are you?
Good morning, guys. How are you guys?
Good. What's going on, buddy?
I was just calling because I can't listen to you guys live in the morning as much as I can. I've been working, I'm always busy. But I have to say, I went from the short podcasts, long ones, and I found so many gems with you, with your son, and then Rick and his jokes. Oh, my God. I freaking love this show. I put my wife on, and she's like, this is better than the Michael K show.
Oh, really? That's very nice because the K show is very good. You like us better. Which,
oh my God, Dave! I think I'm a Giants fan, and also so we have a lot of things in time to go. I wanted to talk about the boats, when Saquon on the boat. I mean, he was
Rick had Saquon on the boat.
Yeah, I screwed that whole thing up. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, quick question: Do you ever blame Victor Cruz? I soured on him so much simply because of that year. I felt like they could have gone somewhere, and I felt like he was trying to be down instead of being the leader and telling Odell, like, no, we should be
We have numerous times, because we used to have him as a weekly. Thanks for the call, Rodney. We used to have Victor Cruz as a weekly, and we must have mentioned 50 times to him that was an awful mistake, and he was just like, nope. He would never admit that was a mistake.
I don't know if he might have changed his tune by now, though. It becomes a problem, though, man, with a lot of guys like that, especially at OBJ's level, is that you don't want to be the person that says no.
Yeah, but if you're the person that says no, maybe you gain even more respect. Say, listen, I understand what you want. You've never been here. That's not the way you do it. We'll go on a boat after it's said and done.
I understand that, but you have to be willing to not be included now. Like, moving forward. Like, Odell likes guys around him that are going to tell him yes.
Well, you know what? Maybe sometimes you need someone that's going to tell you no.
Of course, everyone
does. And maybe you respect them more because they tell you no.
Of course you do.
Speaking of OBJ, if the Jets bring in Beckham and think this is a good idea, I think it'd be a monumental mistake. I don't think he's good anymore.
Yeah, I would rather not do that.
But here is Rich Cimino, who's going to be on with us in about 45 minutes from right now. Was asked, is OBJ a possibility for the Jets?
A guy I wouldn't rule out totally is Odell Beckham, you know, who's going to be a free agent. I think, you know, his contract voided, so now he's free. We know that they wanted him pretty badly last year. They thought they had him, and at the last second, he took the $15 million for Baltimore. So given his, you know, relationship with Rodgers, I wouldn't completely discount that either. Now, he's obviously not the same player he was back in the day. His numbers last year weren't great, but I think he showed some promise toward the end of the year when I think he was a little more comfortable on that surgically repaired knee. So I think he would be a guy to watch for.
Maybe a guy to watch for. I do not think it would be a good idea. I remember watching him in the postseason last year thinking to myself, he's nowhere near the same player. The Jets should go nowhere near him.
Yeah, but I think the question is, I mean, as a compliment to Garrett Wilson.
No.
Right.
I think you could do better as a number two.
Depending on how much money you're going to pay him, he's not at the top of my list. I mean, Mike Williams would right now be on the top of that list.
Mike Williams, when healthy, that's the concern for me with him.
He's coming off the injury.
When healthy, is far superior now than Odell Beckham.
If the Jets can get Mike Williams.
How about Keenan Allen if he becomes available?
Well, if he's available. I don't know who's available. I'm just saying Mike Williams got released, so he's available.
You've heard, I know you did because you mentioned it to me off the air before, the rumblings with Mike Williams.
In Kansas City.
Oh, God. Could you imagine?
No.
Because he's terrific.
No. No.
That's like enough. But that's what's going to happen. These guys.
Well, that's where you'd want to go.
Of course it is.
That's where I would go. Are you nuts?
Trying to resurrect your career?
You have Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. Forget it.
Right. Kelsey to open things up. And now you're the big guy on the outside. Forget it is right. RJ, how you doing? No, he's on the phone. Therein lies the problem. Don't you find it a little curious that he decides to screen calls as we're just about to go?
Yeah, I never know if you're going to pivot to Knobs and DF or you're going to take another call. I never know.
Isn't that nice that you don't know what's going to happen?
It is, but then I need to be prepared for all situations.
What was that?
That was Rick singing.
I used to sing that song to myself during lulls in the play. During games.
So the puck would be down at the other end, and you would just be like,
in the jungle.
Yeah, something like that.
Why did I sound so angry when I'm saying
I don't know. Why?
Yeah, in the jungle.
Why?
I want to know. I want to know why.
There are a lot of signs.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.